Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide in WBC Boxing TV. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. Of course, I'm also a four-time Golden Gloves champion. So I can fight a little bit, or I used to be able to fight a little bit, and I've won some awards for my writing. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But I've always found out that the average boxing fan probably knows more than me. So I'm going to give you the opportunity to show me up here. Open up the phone lines, toll free, all around the world. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You want to rip me? You want to compliment me? Your call. 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, the king of boxing in action last night, Canelo Alvarez snuffing out, of course, Billy Joe Saunders inside of eight rounds, who was a bit of a quit job in the minds of some people. But you know, I'll go into that in depth after the break. But once a guy's beaten, he's beaten. There's no sense to beat on him anymore. It's like a drum. Once a drum's been beaten and the skin's broken, there's no sense to beat on it anymore. The drum is done. Billy Joe Saunders was done. The bottom line is the fight ended. After the seventh round, people were screaming. People were screaming, it's a quit job, it's a quit job. What do you want? You want this guy to get laid out? I mean, is that... So bottom line is he's a human being. And you're looking at him like, I want the entertainment factor. I want the entertainment factor. Guess what? You didn't get it last night if you were looking for somebody to get laid out. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, WBC Boxing TV.
What is hip? Tell me.
Pedro offers you his protection.
That's a sobering thought.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Of course, we'll be live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. This is a new concept, putting Ring Talk on WBC Boxing TV through the stream broadcast, of course, at Twitch.tv, through the World Boxing Council. Of course, the WBC and Jose Suleiman, the originator, the man that started the WBC. You heard him at the beginning of the show, of course. Mauricio Suleiman, the current president. And last night, the WBC champion in action. No doubt about it, the WBC franchise champion at 168 pounds. Talk about Canelo Alvarez. Of course, man, what can I say? Freckles, he was short. They picked on him when he was a kid because he was redheaded. I can see that because you know why? The Mexicans are still dogging him. The two blood, I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. All the Mexican heat he was getting after the fight, why? What could he do? He won. I mean, what more do these people want? They want blood? I don't know. You know, I guess they want these old fighters looking like, you know, the fighters of 25 and 30 and 40 years ago, you know, at these dinners, like mumbling and like that. I don't want fighters like that. You know, that's why we cut fights from 15 rounds to 12 rounds. We didn't cut it for the entertainment factor. We cut it for the safety factor. And people don't want to go with that. They want blood. They want guts. Guess what? You want blood? You want guts? Go watch a USC fight. You'll get plenty of blood and guts there. Anyway, Canelo Alvarez, eighth round, TKO stoppage. Of course, Mr. Billy Joe Saunders not coming out for the eighth round. Canelo now 56-1, a couple of draws at one loss. Of course, with Floyd Mayweather back in 2013 when he was as green as guacamole. 38 KOs now. Of course, Mr. Saunders losing for the first time. He's not a bum like Hector Martinez tried to say he was, but he's now 30-1 with 14 KOs. And, you know, he's a front runner. Guys are front runners. That doesn't make them inferior fighters or anything like that, because sometimes you can just front run and keep going for 10 rounds, 10, 12 rounds, and, you know, that's it. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya tried to be a front runner against Felix Trinidad at that time when he ran off those first five or six rounds, and he ran like a girl, like jogging, running around the ring. Oscar, what are you doing? Of course, that was the night that Gil Clancy, the Hall of Fame trainer, the CBS television icon, he was telling Oscar, keep doing what you're doing. like those guys that told Marvin Hagler against Ray Leonard, the Petrinelli brothers, keep doing what you're doing. You're losing. Don't keep doing what you're doing. Do something right. Bottom line is you needed to change your game plan, and Mr. Billy Joe Sanders couldn't do so afterwards. Of course, he quit. People say he quit. Yeah, he did quit. He resigned. It's honorable. There's no disgrace in that. I'm telling you, if you're hurt, and it really pisses me off that people think that they can spend $15 to watch some fight on pay-per-view or on an app or that kind of stuff, and that gives them the justification to watch somebody get severely injured and or die. No. The entertainment factor is over once the fight is no longer competitive. Once the fighter is no longer competitive, it's time to stop the fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We're hoping to get the retired HBO Godfather on in just a minute. Talk about Larry Merchant. We'll try to call him a couple more times. But Saunders, of course, coming to us from Tyson Fury's camp. He's a gypsy. I mean, that's the second gypsy, of course, to have a heavyweight, to have a championship. Of course, the other gypsy was the aforementioned Tyson Fury. Speaking of Tyson Fury, he looked good last night. If you were like, you know, leave it to Beaver's father. I mean, he looked like, yeah, looked like somebody's dad. I mean, he's skinny, he's trim, there's no doubt about that. But the fight with Anthony Joshua, is it going to happen? I keep hearing, you know, it's going to happen in the Middle East, it's going to be in Dubai. I don't know why anybody would want to go back to Dubai. Because you've been there once, you don't want to go back. I've been there once. It was like 118 degrees during the wintertime. It was like 118 during the wintertime, and they had nothing over there as far as women were concerned. You know, and I was single at the time and looking good, and they had nothing but hookers and burkas. That's it. You know, the girls that weren't wearing burkas were hookers. And the girls that were wearing burkas, well, there was two types of girls wearing burkas. There was the old-fashioned burkas, and there was a Victoria's Secret burkas. I thought those Victoria's Secret burkas were pretty cool. But the bottom line is, I never want to go back to Dubai. In fact, I've been offered once, I take it back twice to go back, and I lost a lot of money on that deal, and I don't ever want to go back to that country no matter what. I was sick in the hospital over there for a few days. It was the most horrible road trip I've ever taken in my entire life. No doubt about that. You are tuned to the Insiders Look into the World of Boxing, and of course, now they're asking about who's he going to fight? I'm talking about, you know, Canelo Alvarez. Who's he going to fight now? Well, there really isn't a whole lot of guys for him to fight. I keep saying, the Mexican fans keep saying, we want him to fight. We want him. He's fought three times. He's going to fight four times this year. No superstar goes four times a year, not in this current edition of boxing. They just don't do it. It's not happening, okay? So he's fighting four times a year, which is two times more than most superstars fight in an average year, now in the era of pay-per-view and, of course, the apps and that kind of good stuff. And so the apps were jumping last night. The zones, the subscriptions went up considerably around the world. Of course, 200 countries now, and they've taken over the UK. It used to be Sky Sports. When I went over to the UK, when I was hanging out in London, you know, doing the pub thing and all that kind of good stuff, sort of a little weird over there, the pub thing. So they started like at 10 o'clock in the morning. These guys are drinking beer at 10 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't get into that. You know, I tried to get in there for the atmosphere, but the bottom line is they're dead serious about their boxing. The UK, they're dead serious about it. But last night, Billy Joe Sanders just couldn't deliver. Will Tyson Fury deliver against Anthony Joshua? Well, that's a battle of, like, all of Britain. I mean, Joshua's from Britain. Fury's from Britain. It's all a battle of Britain. It'll take place in Dubai. And over, you know, there won't be a big crowd. There may be like 15 or 20,000 people in an outdoor arena. And they're going to air condition an outdoor arena. That's going to be something new. They're going to air condition an outdoor arena. Bottom line, it's a hellhole. You never, ever want to go back there unless you have to. There's no doubt about that. Speaking of the retired HBO Godfather, Larry Merchant, we can't get him on the line right now. We're hoping to get him just a little bit later. I want to mention this. Outside of David Benavidez, who do you really want Canelo to fight? Maybe Charlo? Well, you know, these guys, David Benavidez, I talked about that a couple years ago. Benavidez got the cocaine problem and didn't make weight for a fight. You know, a couple of things like that sort of will throw you off the main stage. In other words, you don't deserve a shot at the big guy if you're mucking up, you know, and he was mucking up. There was no doubt about it. I mean, the cocaine, the not being serious, not making weight for a fight, tried to blame it on his training conditions. Bottom line is he didn't make weight. They took away the title. He's no longer the WBC super middleweight champion. Of course, now that championship lies in the hands of Canelo Alvarez. Last night he captured the WBO title, so I guess he's got every single belt in the world of boxing. There's no doubt about that. But pound for pound, can you deny him? Can you really deny him? You can't. And for the Mexicans, you know, the Mexicans are sort of split on this. Once again, the anti-Canelo folks, you want him to fight Charlo? Let Charlo come to 168 pounds. If you want him to fight Benavidez, let Benavidez win one more fight. Benavidez has got two fights going on as far as his cocaine comeback's concerned. Let him do one more time. If they want to do it in November, I'm sure Canelo's available. Of course, Canelo's probably going to take on Caleb Plant for that, the last version of the last WBA, or one of those last 168-pound titles. But after that, you know, there's no chance of him going back to 160. So if Mr. Charlo wants to jump up to the fast lane, he's got to come to 168 pounds. I never understood that. I'm just mind blown by that. The guy's saying that Canelo's got to drop in weight. Canelo's the king. You go to the king's house. The king doesn't come to you. You go to him. Mr. Charlo, you want a piece of that action? Maybe after a catchweight fight, 165 pounds. You feel like 168 is too big for you? Try to get a fight at 165. Make him come down 3 pounds. Probably won't help you any, because the bottom line is I think Canelo beats them all. He beats Benavidez maybe to the body, because Benavidez is long and rangy and this and that, but he pushes Benavidez to the ropes. If Benavidez will stay off those ropes, he's done. Charlo, I think, is an easier fighter than Benavidez. I really do. I don't think that he's got the intestinal fortitude, the experience, the acumen, the resume. It's just not there. It's just not there. He's fought a whole lot of guys like Pedro Fernandez and Annette Vega and Hector Martinez and Paul Cuddy, a bunch of people that are not really at that level fighting, okay? And that's who he was fighting. But he needs to fight somebody good. Speaking of fighting somebody good, Demetrius Andrade crashed the post-fight press conference last night. We'll get to that in the next segment. Of course, Demetrius Andrade, at one point in time, a WBO champion at 154, a WBO champion at 160 pounds. But he's like king of the vacant titles. He never fought anybody. It's like Pat Lawler told me. I heard Pat Lawler the other day saying that he won 7 Golden Gloves. Or Danny McGuire said he won 7 Golden Glove championships in San Francisco. But, man, you didn't fight for 7 championships. They gave them to you. You didn't fight for those titles. Pisses me off when I hear people saying that kind of stuff, because when I won 4 championships, I fought for every single one of those championships, okay? I wouldn't take no Golden Glove championship on a gift. Imagine, you're the champion because nobody else wanted to fight at that weight class. Nah. In fact, I moved up 1 year because at 139, I thought that was, I was killing everybody at 139. I did my Olympic thing, moved up to 147, and of course I got sort of sidelined to 147, went back to 139 and won one more title, but moving up in weight, it was a challenge. Moving down in weight is probably what I should have done, because people say to me, you looked at the fact that I was fighting guys like Vincent Webb, and Vincent Webb was sort of built like Ray Leonard. These guys are big, tall, and rangy, but we were 139 pounds. And when I looked at my junior welterweight body against his junior welterweight body, I said to myself, I should be at 132 pounds. But my best friend Hector Martinez was fighting at 132, so it was a bit rough. Anyway, bottom line is, we are talking boxing, MMA, of course, open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Also, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. That number, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV.
That's all I want to fight is serious challenges. We got respect for each other, mutual respect fighter to fighter. But when it comes down to competition, we're both beasts. We're both lions in the jungle. And the best man has to win.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The harmonizing sounds of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, of course, the East Bay Kings of Soul at TowerPower.com. Now we take it to the City of Angels, Southern California, bringing the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merchant. And how are you doing today, sir?
Well, I'm very good. It's Mom's Day, and we're Mom and Dad here are over at our daughter's place with her two boys and her husband and her dog. So it's America's best.
It's Godmama's Day.
Yep.
We'll give her my best, no doubt about that. Now, last night, of course, Canelo Alvarez in action. I thought he performed admirably, stopping his man inside of 8 rounds. Of course, when Mr. Billy Joe Saunders didn't want to get off the stool for the 8th round, there's a lot of criticism by different boxing pundits, this and that he quit and things like that. Larry, nothing was going to change if he got off that stool except him getting laid out, maybe. I mean, so why continue?
Absolutely. His corner said he, after trying to open his eye, told the referee that they can't come out. It was a one punch knockout, in effect, where he crushed him with a left hook. I don't get why there should be all of anything. It was a good fight. Went as expected, but Canelo, I thought, was masterful the way he handled a difficult, high-level opponent.
You know, there was
period.
Yeah, there was a little bit of controversy in the post-fight press conference last night. In fact, Cuddy, you ready to roll that cut? Let's hit that cut right now.
No, we knew who Billy was. We knew it was going to be complicated, especially in the early round. But like I said before, my fight was going to start from the seventh round on.
Canelo.
So when can we get something going on?
Oh, man.
Thank you,
my man.
Thank you. I'm a big fan.
Thank you.
What's
man.
Up, though? What,
I know.
What,
I know that.
When can we make it happen, though? What do you think?
Man, you fight with nobody. Hey, you are a champion, but are you... What?
Wait, you avoided that fight.
Hey, you fight with nobody, man.
You
won that belt with nobody.
Okay,
man.
A lot of people...
Demetrius Andrade, the WBO 160-pound champion, the clown prince of the night, no doubt about that. Larry, is that the only way he's going to get any play is to storm people at press conferences? Because I don't think much of him is a fighter, do you?
Nope. He's earned what he's earned. Nobody wants to fight a guy who doesn't want to fight back.
Good
and,
point.
And what we saw in the Brit last night was a guy who could box and was willing to engage, and was holding his own through the first half of the fight, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was still up for grabs. And he got beat by a great fighter. So, P.S., that's the end of the story.
No, yeah, that's...
And the other part of the story is, of course, 70-plus thousand people paid their way in to a prize fight. And maybe the rest of the country will take note.
70,000 people. Now, somebody shot me an email last night saying nobody was wearing masks. Is this going to be like the massive spread?
Well, apparently in Texas, they've lifted any of those
restrictions,
safety measures, and we'll see if. There was a rush of that, but there was it looked like a young audience, and maybe it will be a test of whether other ballparks can be filled in other games.
You know what's sort of cool about this is that the 70,000 people that were there, it is a younger crowd. They look like a younger crowd, and boxing needs the young people. You and I know that. In order for this sport to thrive, we need young participants. We need young fans. And there was a while there, I think, when the demographics of boxing were like almost over 40, wasn't it?
It's probably, but Canelo is one of a kind right now, and. Mexicans and Americans and boxing fans everywhere can relate to him. And he just performed against if he was a little bit less of a fighter, he could have lost last night. So I just salute him, and I'm happy to see that kind of scene in boxing, and hopefully we can see more of it.
Okay. And you know what I thought was really smart as far as the promoters were concerned, Godfather, was that they staged two walkout bouts after the main event. In other words, you don't have the entire crowd leaving the arena at the same time. Some stick around. That causes less confrontation, less people in the lobbies, this and that. And had they done that maybe at a Mike Tyson fight back in the 90s, we wouldn't have had some of those riots. But I thought that was just a good move last night.
Well, the Brits know how to do it. And they have had, you know, massive fights like like this in Britain, when their elite fighters are on display. So I just thought it all went well. I found myself entertained as by the whole scene and as well as the fight.
Okay, now there's two.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, there's two people that I guess are on a short list really to fight Canelo Alvarez as far as alleged superstars are concerned. One would be Mr. Charlo, and the other would be, of course, David Benavidez. I don't know if they're so-called superstars yet, but those are the two fights that people seem to want to see. I mean, after he takes care of Caleb Plant, I think he's going to have Caleb Plant on the plate next, and after that, he'll probably go after Mr. Benavidez. So. People say there's nobody out there for him to fight, but those are the two guys. And if they want to fight, you know, Benavidez got to stay off the cocaine, and Canelo's and Charlo's got to come to 168 pounds. I mean, Charlo said a couple weeks ago on the internet he wants Canelo to come to 160. You know, that's a dream. That ain't gonna happen.
Oh yeah, he's gonna dictate to Canelo,
yeah.
Right?
Al Haymon.
listen, I think there are some good middleweights who would be happy to fight him at 68.
Yeah, and I think that's where the money's at. And with that being said, Godfather, I'm going to let you go back to your Mother's Day party. Kiss the Godmama not once but twice for me, okay? And give her my best and tell her I have nothing but... I tell her I really thank her for allowing you to come on the show each week, and I take time away from... I take time away from her. I realize that. You guys are reading the paper and this and that, and I interrupt your morning, so I appreciate that. I appreciate you both, really.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to you.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Larry Murphy himself. Why am I snubbing words this morning? Who knows? I'm stumbling around here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA, of course. May 15th coming up, boxing on Showtime. Luis Nery, the undefeated 122-pound title holder. Guy's a good-looking fighter, WBC champion, of course. Taking on Brandon Figueroa. Figueroa's no bum. Of course, Heather Hardy and Jessica Camara. I guess those are going to be chicks hooking it up at 135 pounds. That's May 14th, UFC Fight Pass. May 15th as well, Terry Harper versus Hun Mi Choi, WBC and WBA female super featherweight titles. So in other words, women's boxing is rocking and rolling, and I think it's cool as long as women can fight, as long as they entertain, as long as they deliver. If they sit there and they slap and they do, I'm not into that. If I want to see that, I'll go to a bar and watch women fight, okay? I want to watch women fight professionally. In other words, fight like pros. In other words, you know, be able to knock people out, hit people with punches that have leverage on them, things like that. But for a long time there, boxing was sort of waning as far as the females were concerned. I got nothing but a whole lot of bums. Hector calls them bums. Those girls were bums. They couldn't punch. They couldn't fight. They couldn't throw more than one punch at a time. There was women's boxing sort of sucked after Christy Martin and Lucia Riker retired. But now we've got some girls going. Ciencetas Estrada. She talks more smack than I did when I was in my prime. I love her, man. She's like a 105-pound champion. She's going to rock and roll. Oscar De La Hoya's got her, of course, the Golden Boy. Speaking of the Golden Boy, people thought he was on cocaine a couple of weeks ago when he did that telecast, or cocaine or booze or whatever. You know, he was obviously inebriated from some substance, and that's more power to him. But man, don't go on TV like that, okay? I mean, you know, you're supposed to be somewhat of a hero. Yeah, we got the pictures of you in fishnets and all that stuff, Oscar De La fishnets. We got those pictures. We still have those pictures. Remember, I discovered those pictures first, and I sent them to you. I sent them to Emmanuel Stewart to look at first. Emmanuel Stewart looked at those pictures, and he said, "That's Oscar." And then I printed the pictures at ringtalk.com. But the bottom line is you were in denial on that one. Remember that one, Oscar? And then, of course, you dropped the lawsuit after you accused my Russian hooker friend of lying. She wasn't lying. She was telling the truth. Butt plugs rule with Oscar De La Hoya. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. A sugar and spine. I feel nice. A sugar and spine.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council, right here on Sports Byline.
Oscar, to his credit, fought everybody. You didn't hear about him ducking this guy or that guy. He lost some fights to some elite fighters, but he fought everybody. And he's an important figure historically in the sport because he was, the way he looked, the way he was marketed as a crossover star, how many people loved him. I think I've told you the story of being in a taxi in Barcelona, and the guy had some little boxing gloves hanging from a hook, and my wife asked him, who are your favorite fighter? Oscar De La Hoya in Barcelona, Spain. So he was a lightning presence in the game, and he fought some damn good fight. Maybe not the greatest of the greats, but he was a damn good fighter who put on entertaining fights.
Horns of the Mighty Tower of Power. Check them out. Brand new album, of course, on the soul side of town, towerofpower.com. Emilio Castillo and the boys kicking asses. 1968. Yeah, they debuted at the San Mateo County Fair. Of course, the San Mateo County Fair no longer happened. It was sort of cool when the fair happened. You can go down to see all the entertainment, watch horse races, that kind of good stuff. And my aunt always won the cookie competition. So straight up, I miss Auntie Julie, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV. We take it to the East Coast, folks, and bring in a Hall of Fame trainer. No doubt about that, Mr. Aaron Snow. Aaron, how's life treating? How's your mom?
Well, my mother's good, and I want to wish all the mothers out there Happy Mother's Day. Well deserved.
Well deserved.
But I'm doing fine, Pedro.
Okay. How
are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How old is Mom now?
Mom is 94 years old, brother.
94.
And yeah, she still got it. She don't take no medicine or anything like that. And she still got a good mind, and she's still giving the Lord his praise and still doing the Lord's work, so she's doing fine.
Well, you are definitely a lucky young man. There's no doubt about that. Let's talk about, before I go talk about your career, as I want to go into that to an extent. Last night, Canelo Alvarez's performance against Billy Joe Saunders. After eight rounds, Saunders quit, and I thought it was rightful. I mean, I'm not for guys going out and taking a licking after they're already beaten. Once the fight's over, it's over in my mind. For those bloodthirsty fans that wanted him to go out there and get annihilated, to get dropped, to get really hurt, this is a human being, not just a fighter, okay? Bottom line is, well, what was your impression of it?
Well, he was hurt. Anytime you got a cracked orbit, it's a tremendous injury where, you know, that crack starts bringing blood down in the nose cavity. You have blood dripping back in the back of your mouth, man. And it's excruciating pain, man, that's second to none. So, you know, that right hand that Canelo Alvarez throws. And plus, you could see Canelo Alvarez been working on his craft. You can see his technique was better and his feet position on the southpaw, where he was able to throw punches the correct way, and you can tell because when they were landing, he was punching through his target.
Exactly, and punch through the target is what you want to do. Aaron Snow is our guest, Mr. Hall of Fame, no doubt about that. Hey, well, how do you feel about Mike Tyson doing this comeback thing with this exhibition? Do you think he should do more than one, or should they be really fighting, or what's your take on that?
Well, you know, in the past, fighters done exhibitions all the time, as you well know, Pedro. Jack Johnson, when he was 68, he did one in New York, would be his last and final one with Joe Burnett.
Wow.
For a fundraiser that he did for war bonds in the community and stuff like that. But Mike Tyson, to see him out just even at that age, still wanting to fight is good. His body don't look sloppy.
No.
It's a different story if a guy not training right, if he had a fat belly, or, you know, he's not working out, he's not trying to hone his skills at this stage of the game. I would say leave it alone. But, you know, his exhibition with Roy Jones, he, at that age, he looks good. Physically, and he climbed in the ring, and he looks good. And don't forget, Roy Jones was an active fighter, even though he was getting beat.
Hold on.
Aaron. Roy Jones, they should, he needed a bra that night. I mean, he had bigger tits than the girl I'm looking across from. I kid you not. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I just was blown away by that he showed up, you know, jiggly like that. I mean, he had a chance to make a statement. And now, of course, last night, Roy was on DAZN doing his thing as far as the commentator's concerned. But Roy, I think, should leave boxing alone. Mike Tyson wants to fight Evander Holyfield, or Evander Holyfield wants to fight Mike Tyson. He's going to take on Kevin McBride. The last time I saw Tyson fighting in a ring, he was against Kevin McBride, and the Irishman beat him. And I felt really bad about that because, you know, I think I could have beat Kevin McBride. Sorry, but that's just the way I felt. He brought nothing to the dance, but the fact he was big.
Well, you know, when you fail to prepare, you prepare for failure. You know, a lot of things that going on in Mike Tyson's life at that time. He wasn't the same man. It looks like he's gotten his act and his head back together with his family, with Kiki. She's done a magnificent job with Mike to get him wholesome, mean. You know, this month is the month Mental Awareness Month for mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mike Tyson has his problems with mental health.
We all do.
Well, I'm an advocate of it because it runs in my family. My grandmother was had a nervous breakdown, was put in a mental institution.
Man.
And so we're advocates for that, and to see all the things and trials and tribulations that Mike Tyson has been through in his life of over 50-some years, and that he's still able at this stage of the game just to even put something together to do something like this and have his body looking the way that it looks. Talks about commitment and talks about, in the past, the type of heavyweight champion Mike Tyson would be. He's still got a chance because, you know, the last thing a fighter loses is his punch. You know, like George Foreman, the oldest heavyweight champion of the world. He showed that even though he was an older champion, is that the statement, the last thing that goes on a punch on a guy is his punch, and they may never lose that. And George Foreman proved that, and Mike Tyson will prove it. You could see at times he slowed up on Roy and stuff like that, but that's just to his credit that he's able to make adjustments like that in that real vicious killer instinct where all the time he just wanted to kill and stop, and instead of putting his wheels and skills together of hitting and not getting hit. And I think at this stage of the game with Roy Jones, he showed that.
Aaron Snow is our guest, of course, the Hall of Fame trainer. And Aaron, I got to ask you, pound for pound, who is the best fighter in the world outside of Canelo Alvarez?
On this era?
Yeah, right now.
Right now, there's no doubt Canelo Alvarez is.
Yeah, but who's number two?
Of all time?
No, right now. Of who's number two?
Right now, I can say right now between... You know, we got to go with in between Fury and Anthony Joshua. You know, the heavyweight division, you know, them guys, they got some talent up there and with guys that can punch, guys that are winning and undefeated. So it don't go too far from them guys and that big fight over there that they're trying to put together, trying to make it happen. Boxing needs that.
Yeah, you,
when the heavyweight division is going well, you see a good fight with two big guys, with Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury. That's what the game needs, and they're right in line in that pound for pound list.
Okay.
Of the fighters that are active today.
You know, you talked about Roy, Mike taking a little easy on Roy there, and it was an exhibition. We tried to get Lionel Butler to do the, I forget it was like one of the, yeah, we tried to get Lionel Butler to do one of the Rocky movies, I remember. And like he was killing these guys. I think he knocked out Stallone or something like that in the gym. So they got rid of him after one day.
Yeah, Lionel Butler is a character. He could punch, no question about that. But it was his other things in his life that troubled him, where he couldn't really make a real run at that heavyweight championship of the world. It was just his personal life, his social life. He never could get that in order to make a real run at the title. But Mike Tyson, it seems that he has gotten all of that together, and hats off to him and his family. And he's still trying to show his kid that, dad, can do it. And that's a blessing, man, when at this stage of the game where you've been the youngest heavyweight champion of the world, you done had trials and tribulations in your life, and when you're knocked down, dragged out in the gutter, nobody thinks you can pull it together, and wow, God give you a brand new spark like the eyes of the Phoenix. He rise and give you a brand new spark. And Mike Tyson got the brand new spark. Let's see how he can keep on going and keep on doing that. Now, you got to remember, Pedro, back when Mike Tyson was young, Custom Auto had Lennox Lewis and Mike Tyson spar together up there in the Catskill. And, years later, then they fought for, the championship with Lennox Lewis winning. So they're familiar with each other. They have a good, long, extensive background with each other. They know each other very well. And I want to see what Lennox Lewis can do without a great trainer like Emanuel Stewart in his corner, who had guided him, direct him through his career to that rise to greatness. And without that great trainer around that gave him a lot of insights and when to do this and when to do that, basically a person who would think and help him and guide him through that.
I really
for the heavyweight championship.
When you bring up Emmanuel on this show, you get me a little emotional. So let's not go there with Emmanuel. I miss him so much. I just do. Hey, so you said Mike Tyson's got the spark. He does have the spark. He's got some weed going on. Have you smoked any yet?
No, I don't get high on my own supply. Somebody told me, he said, I don't need it, and I don't know if he really does it.
Aaron, marijuana is getting a bad rap. Of all the drugs that are out there, the most benign of anything that's out there. And as far as, come on, you can't even judge. I look at my friends that have drank and the friends that have smoked weed. Guess what? The guys that smoke weed still look good. The guys that drank don't.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that, but in sport and play, there's a stigma that's put on athletes that use sportsman enhancing drugs
and marijuana,
and smoke weed and all that. Hey, look, if we're going to say certain things about certain things, betting's legal, and Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt about that Pete Rose was a credit to the game of baseball, and just for a gambling thing, and gambling's illegal. You can bet on sports anywhere around.
Yeah.
And the way that he played the game, always on that an aggressive way to win, and to say other less than that Pete Rose was shading or doing something less than that is absolutely wrong. Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
Good point. I've had Pete Rose on this show. In fact, Don King introduced me to Pete Rose. Got to run. All the best to you, Aaron Snall. God bless you.
All right, God bless you, and happy Mother's Day to all the ladies out there.
The Hall of Famer himself, Mr. Aaron Snow, on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
You're listening to Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC, right here on Sports Byline.
The guitar of the Maddie, Jeff Tamalier, Pleasant Hill, California, was what he calls home. Of course, Tower of Power, Jefferson Starship, Jeff's been around, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV, 45 years ago yesterday, May 8th. Carlos Zarate, the explosive thin man. He was like 40-0 with 38 knockouts. I mean, he was a massive fighter. No doubt about that. Of course, he captured his first world title, the first WBC title, when he captured the WBC Bantamweight Championship by stopping Rodolfo Martinez. Martinez came in at 43-3, one draw, 35 KOs. Here's what's funny. Martinez was like 5'2". Zarate was 5'8", but Martinez had longer arms than Zarate. I mean, was Carlos a bit of a physical freak? Yes, he was, no doubt about that. But he retired 66-4 with 63 KOs, and two of those losses were stone-cold rip-offs. I mean, one fight, that fight with Lupe Pintor that he had, good Lord, those guys should have been arrested for that, for scoring that fight. That was really a bad fight. Hour number two, we're talking about the upcoming week in boxing, of course, May 15th, May 22nd. May 22nd, you got to get this one. ESPN, Josh Jose Ramirez, of course, undefeated 140-pound title holder, taking on the equal, is equal at 140 pounds, Josh Taylor, of course, from the UK. Both these guys will hook it up for the undisputed 140-pound championship. 140-pound championship, junior welterweight championship world going down. ESPN, May 22nd, of course. You've got to have ESPN or ESPN Plus. If you don't have either app, you're sort of screwed. The Zone, same thing, D-A-Z-N. I try to tell my friends, they go, hey, what channel's the fight on? They're not on fight. They're not on channels anymore. You got to get hit with the computer. Apps, baby. That's where it's at. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide forthcoming. We'll bring in Kenny Rainford from the UK. Sir Kenneth Rainford, more on hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned on Twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA Channel, iHeartRadio, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Hour number two of Ring Talk and WBC Boxing TV forthcoming after the news.